But then, in the, let me think, it was maybe in the 1970s, mm-hmm. I lived in a controversial place called Rochdale College.
I just read about it.
Oh, good.
Oh, I forget what book it was in. It was a neighborhood book that just came out.
Oh, really? Because I was interviewed for the big one that came out.
It's The Gray? Is it? It's mainly about, like, this area in Huron and St. George.
No, I was interviewed for the actual book on the people who lived there. Yeah.
I read about Rochdale in that neighborhood book.
Okay.
I can't remember the name. I think we have copies, so I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Rochdale must have been
amazing.
Quite the place.
Amazing. And for me, it was like being Alice. That's what I called myself, was Alice in Wonderland. I never dreamed that a place could be like that, where people my age drew on the walls,
yeah.
and it was accepted,
right.
and ideas were
right.
accepted, and clothing, if you could, you know, if you had anything that you wanted to express
right.
in the early days, it
right.
was very welcome. And eventually, I got to Rochdale through my friend who lived there, Mimi
right.
Page,
okay.
who was a designer student at the University of Manitoba.
Okay.
Came to live here, brought her friends from Manitoba, and eventually met me. We worked in a theater
right.
downtown called
cool.
Toronto Workshop Productions, and we eventually formed the nucleus of what became the General Idea Art Collective. Yeah, that's also historically really significant
right.
in terms of
yeah.
Canadian art. And while there in Rochdale, I met Judy. I don't know how.
Oh.
Judy had come.
So she wasn't living there.
Yeah, she
was.
And
living
her
there.
Daughter. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember exactly how we met.
Yeah.
But over the years, we never lost touch.
Oh.
And I don't remember a lot of the conversations because my personality was very different
right,
then.
Right, right.
But over time, we became friends, and
right.
she was very encouraging to me,
right.
very encouraging
right.
to me as a singer and as a songwriter. And she happened to live just over there, just at the corner of
okay.
Huron and College. So this was her home branch. And so eventually, she decided to donate her sci-fi library
right, right.
to this branch.
Right.
And it was a ceremony. I mean, it was really formal. There was a room and,
right.
you know, speeches and people. And, you know,
wow.
her name is
yeah.
is on the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, people come for research purposes, et cetera, et cetera. And so I came for that. I forget exactly, maybe it was through her or someone else,
mm-hmm.
but downstairs in this branch,
right.
with that rotunda, it's acoustically correct, like the way they used to build
oh.
the Roman, you know, those Roman
right, right.
theaters or whatever, arenas, whatever
oh,
they're
so
called,
can
hear
yeah.
it, you know, from a certain circle
right,
or from
right.
a certain acoustic perspective in
yeah.
a round situation. So when I saw that, I just went, wow. And I started doing vocalization.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would pay attention, and I loved it. And then I would always look for events to come
oh,
here.
Cool.
And fortunately, I lucked into doing several events here
mm-hmm.
through the League of Canadian Poets.